What's up, everybody? I'm Asa, and to my lovely left is Mr. Andrew.
Hey, everybody.
We're back at it again with your weekly game chat. We are part of the Brain Trust Borderline Entertainment, just barely winning your attention and your love and everything in between.
One beautiful, glorious flop
at a time, just laying it all out there.
But that's where the humanity is, you know?
Yeah. That's where you find out who you really are.
Yeah, and the flopping.
Is when you bear it all. What are we talking about today?
There was this thing about... Oh, yeah. Genre benders. Where you know, there's so many different genres in video games. Mm-hmm. You know, you got fantasy, you got horror, you got...
Did you say horror?
Horror. Although, Witcher... I'm just saying. It's out there. People have played it. People have done it.
Not me.
Oh, me neither.
I don't care about that game.
Oh, what?
I just don't care about Witcher. That's a conversation for another time, maybe. I don't really know.
Long story short, there are a lot of genres in video games.
But really, is there any more?
That's true. Are they crossing lines? Are they becoming something else?
There's a lot of games saying, you know what? How do I say this without offending people? I started off as one thing, and I'm now something else. I'm gonna stop that analogy right there, because I'm not trying to mock anyone. I was just trying to explain genre bending, and I feel like I have dug a very, very deep hole.
Here, I'll save you. I'll pull you out of the hole.
Please, legal, I'm done.
Here, listen, everybody. A prime example of this is Call of Duty.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Okay, so we have this continued formula, you know, for war games. You know, it's like, okay, wow, World War II. Oh, wow, it's whatever. Some country is trying to kill us or whatever. But slowly over time, they get a little bit more sci-fi-ish, where it's, you know, we go into Call of Duty Ghosts, where it's like... I don't know, some kind of
weird
planet, some kind of Earth thing happened.
Those kind of suck.
I don't really understand, but that's where they started transitioning into, because then after that was Advanced Warfare.
Yeah, then they just said,
then after that,
heck with it all,
Infinite Warfare.
We're going to try and be every other shooter in the world, because sci-fi is now...
It's king.
It's king. Sci-fi is it. But that wasn't always the case. You know, if we look at it before, fantasy was a really big deal. Mm-hmm. And I think, let me preface that with, now I think it's blended pretty well. You know, we've got a good mix of games, but sci-fi is king, like we said.
Right.
But if we look back at, like, 2008, maybe 2010, like, in that range, it was, like, zombie everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you had
Dead Rising
and Left 4 Dead, which were, like, really great zombie games, and so everyone thought that they had to do zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Call of Duty World at War. That's where Nazi zombies started, and it was such a phenomenon that every Call of Duty since, for the most part, besides, I think, like, Modern Warfare 3, had a zombie mode. So that ran its course.
Mm-hmm.
And so just over time, there has kind of been this trend that this is what games are leaning towards, and right now it's sci-fi. What we were talking about before is there are a lot of games, and Call of Duty is very, very guilty of doing this. They're kind of taking a little bit of everything. And by genres, we're not just talking about, you know, the sci-fi and the fantasy. We're also talking about the first-person shooter now mixing with RPG. Now we're mixing it with adventure, because... Call of Duty tries to tell a grand tale, and really, I just think it's a Michael Bay flick over and over and over again. Do you agree?
I do. The opposite is true, too, where it's like, yeah, these games are like, wow, the story is super cool, but it's like, I wish there was more.
Yeah.
It's like, it just stops there, and I don't know if that's because they're limiting themselves by saying, we're just gonna spend this time in this particular mode and not worry about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's the other problem. We're gonna try to do all these things and not really go deep into any one category.
Another game I think that is guilty of this is Fallout. Because Fallout 4, as great as it is, I think tried to do too many weird things. Like, really, to be honest, I felt like Fallout 4 was Fallout 3, but looked better. Maybe ran a little bit smoother, but to be honest, it's Fallout, so there's glitches everywhere. But they did the whole, like, base building thing.
Mm, yeah. You didn't like that?
I didn't really like it because I would rather do that in The Sims or like a tower defense game. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't really think that belongs in a Fallout game. Mm-hmm. I think that took way too much time away from where they could have put their attention somewhere else.
I think that's an interesting point of view on that. Yeah. Because I don't think a lot of people would agree with that. I think people would tend to say, like, I really liked building bases.
And fight me.
Oh, nice. I'd like to see that.
Fisticuffs, bro. What is that?
That's fisticuffs. Yeah.
That's
1920s. Legal. Fisticuffs.
Is that fisticuffs?
It is.
Yeah, vaguely.
I'm not going to lie. I thought that that was just some hip young kid thing that people said.
Nope, that's from a really long time ago.
So you mean back, when people had the weird curly mustache and the parted hair
and the boxing
and
gloves.
The really tight, tall shorts and they just did this. Uh-huh. That's fisticuffs?
That's fisticuffs.
Oh my gosh. Where have I been?
I don't know.
Well, not in the 1920s. So.
Well, but I played a lot of Ready to Rumble 2 for the PlayStation 1, and one of my favorite guys was the old-timey guy.
Nice.
They all had that look back then. Mm. And when he did his taunt, he would go, "Let me show you how it's done."
Whoa.
And you can't see my feet, but I'm trying to do the whole thing.
Let me show you something!
I didn't know that was fisticuffs. Yeah, I feel like a moron.
We strayed pretty far from what we're talking about. But I'm going to kind of bring it back. So, like a fantasy genre, you know, there are not a lot of games in that one. You know, we have Witcher.
Recently.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Overall.
Recently. Overall, there are a lot. But recently, I'm saying there's really not anything. There's Witcher, and I think previously before that was that Lord of the Rings game, the Shadow of Mordor.
Shadow of Mordor? Okay.
Those are the only two, like, in my recollection that are, like, that
very
been,
recent.
Yeah.
Like, you mean, like, this console generation?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, because you have, like, all the Elder Scrolls games.
Right. No. I'm saying, like, recent as in, like, past 2-3 years.
Okay. I'm good with that. But you're right. There's not a lot.
They fall into the wayside.
Yeah, they're there.
To be honest. I mean, look at E3 and everything that's supposed to be coming out next year. The only fantasy game is Skyrim Remastered.
Are you sure?
I'm almost positive.
Hold on.
Go ahead. Test me on it.
I can't think of any.
Right.
I really didn't think too hard.
What you just heard was him exerting all of his mental power and just trying to think if this was true or not.
I don't know what that sound was, but that's it.
I'm wondering, will they come back?
I don't know. You know what? Do you want to predict the next trend?
Oh yeah, that'd be fun.
Ooh,
that'd be fun. That's
that's much better. Wait,
let's do that a little bit. I think sci-fi will.
That's where we're stuck now.
I know, but I think it'll grow into, like cyberpunk.
Oh. That would be so
where
cool.
Where we've seen, like, the game Detroit, I think it's called.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Detroit looks so cool.
Yeah, I think more games will fall into that world, where it's sci-fi, but it's much more gritty or, I don't know, just the view of it is not, like, the typical flying around space, whatever. Yeah.
Did you know CD Projekt Red, who makes your beloved Witcher?
I wouldn't say beloved. I've played it, and I liked it.
Yeah. I just really don't like it. But anyways, they're making a game called Cyberpunk 2077. Mm. Now that I will play.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for that. So I'm hoping that that's the trend. Because I love Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
I love Cyberpunk.
I think that would be a great genre to play around in. Because you have these potentials to go to all these different cities. Especially if your character is like a detective or something. And he's like in the underbelly of these different cities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think that would be a cool landscape, and, you know.
Kind of like what Prey 2 was going to be.
Mm-hmm. And it makes me think of one of, like, the LucasArts game before they, like, died was
1313?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where they were on Coruscant, they're in Coruscant, I think, but, like, down in the underbelly of it.
Yeah.
And so I think that would be super cool to go into to make a game based in that genre.
I think we're pretty safe in saying cyberpunk.
Yeah.
It's going to be the next big thing.
At least for me. I think that.
Crap.
What do you think?
No, I agree.
Oh, okay.
But you know what I just realized?
What?
Then that's going to get overdone.
Right.
And then we're going to get sick of that. I hate fads. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? Let us know what you think about genres. Mm-hmm. Do you think that they even matter anymore? And you know, we'll probably revisit this because there are a few that we left out that they're kind of absent.
Yeah.
You know, so let us know what you think about genres. Do you think they're important? Do you think that we're right in saying cyberpunk is going to be the next big thing? Because if it is, I want compensated.
Wait, hang on a second. You want compensated. Yeah. I was the one who came up with it. You're jumping on my bandwagon.
But really, I am the one who made it cool looking. I'm the pretty face that sells the meat.
That sounds the what?
I don't know. It was just the first thing that popped in my head.
Okay. We are Borderline Entertainment. This is our weekly game chat. Thank you for tuning in and watching us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Comment,
I like it,
subscribe to our channel.
Love us.
Love us. Hate us, even.
You know what? Also, why don't you check us out on Facebook,
oh,
Twitter, Instagram.
Yes.
We don't have anything else.
No.
No, we don't. Those three things.
That's pretty good, though.
Including YouTube. That's four.
That's four.
Fatal Four Way. Check us out. That's not our name. Our name is Borderline Entertainment. Thank you very much, everybody, and we'll see you later.
Fatal Four Way. That is
wrestling.
Like the, that's the perfect name.
I don't think we can steal that, though.
I know, but it's like...
It's far too... It's, yeah, but it's so sexual. I don't know.
Yeah. Which is good.
Is it sexual?